This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Yesterday, two people in the region died from complications with COVID-19. One of the individuals was in their 50s and the other was in their 60s. Also yesterday, a person with COVID-19 was medevaced out of the region for advanced medical care. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation is seeing an increase in severe COVID-19 infections requiring hospitalizations and medevacs. It's also reporting a rise in the number of hospitalizations for people under age 65. Many of these severe infections have been traced to Christmas gatherings. To prevent new cases, YKHC Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges urges everyone to continue limiting their social circles.
They're catching COVID from their family and friends. So just trying to keep your social circle really small. We're all going to get through this, but we still have a long winter to go.
Dr. Hodges also encourages everyone to wear masks in public and to wash hands frequently. The rise in severe infections is occurring while the overall rate of COVID-19 infections in the region has dropped slightly in recent weeks. However, the rate still remains the highest in the state and among the highest in the nation. As of yesterday, the case rate for the region was 112 cases per 100,000 people. In Bethel, the case rate was higher at 232 cases per 100,000 people. Prior to yesterday, the last death in the region to COVID-19 occurred nearly a month ago in early December. In total, 18 people in the region have died from COVID-19 complications. Moving to education, the Lower Kuskokwim School District had hoped to start the school year in the fall with the intranet. The intranet, which functions like a limited internet, was going to make remote learning better. KYUK's Greg Kim reports that as the spring semester starts, many students are still not using the system.
At this point, every LKSD school has received the hardware necessary for the intranet, but that doesn't mean every student is hooked up. For example, Athmuthlook was one of the first villages to get the intranet working in some homes. Jeffrey Besselick, a science teacher there, says there are still about a quarter of homes that aren't connected.
It's a slow process because the actual hardware that families need to install in their home, it's a self-install. Because of COVID, because of the health mandates.
COVID-19 lockdowns have left students and their families navigating the new technology on their own. And Besselick says setting up the hardware was only half the battle. Teachers then had to learn the new software and teach it to their students all remotely.
You know, how to log on, how to navigate it, knowing where to click, knowing which week you're on, how to access the content, all of that.
While the internet was delayed for months, many schools continued to rely on paper packets, and that caused some students to withdraw from school completely. Here's Samantha Enoch, a language arts teacher in Nunapichuk.
I had a lot of students who just weren't turning anything in. I had students who, they would turn things in, but they were turning them in blank. I think some of them feel like they're kind of like on an island by themselves, and they're going through this alone. And just being handed paper packets and told to go for it, like, that is a pretty lonely, hard feeling to be in.
Tatiana Avugiak, a senior in Chifornik, said for a time she was one of those students who lost motivation to turn in assignments.
The main thing that's challenging is for me is having no teachers by our side and not going to the school to learn where we could focus more.
Besselick's hope is that with the internet, and especially Zoom, the students who withdrew from school will re-engage.
I think the biggest thing is feeling connected. Being able to Zoom, just being able to see another person's face, I think that's going to really bring the students back in.
That hasn't been the case yet. Only some teachers were able to try Zoom during fall semester. And Assistant Superintendent Ed Picard says the internet bandwidth likely won't allow an entire class of students onto Zoom all at once. The internet also features a program called Moodle, which allows students to access videos and class content, message teachers, and turn in homework. Enoch says teachers found more success with Moodle than Zoom, but it still has its growing pains.
I wouldn't say I've talked to anyone who loves it at this point, but they're slowly getting there and slowly coming around to it. We're really hoping to get to them in the second semester for sure.
Although teachers are optimistic that the internet will get better next semester, it is unlikely to completely reverse the effects of a crippled school year. Susie Nick, a teacher in Athmathlook, says that's a reality everyone will just have to accept.
We're in a situation that we really can't control. I guess it's nationwide that we would expect our students to not be at grade level.
School starts back on January 11th. LKSD will begin the semester remotely. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
Turning to crime, a man in a Monick was beaten to death on New Year's Day. Troopers found 39-year-old Brian Alguiak deceased in his home. According to a trooper dispatch, 27-year-old Rudolph Waska, also of a Monick, assaulted Alguiak until he was unconscious and continued to assault him. Alguiak died a short time after the assault. Waska is being charged with assault and murder. He is currently being held on a $100,000 bail. Now for a river report. The tragedy near Tulaksac last week showed that traveling on the Kuskokwim Ice Road remains dangerous. On Tuesday, Bethel Search and Rescue flew the lower Kuskokwim between Bethel upriver to Kalskag, surveying ice conditions. They identified many areas of open water between Akiak and Kalskag that still need to be marked. There are 2 unmarked open holes just below Tulaksac and 8 unmarked open holes between Tulaksac and Kalskag. Of note, 8 miles below Lower Kalskag, there's a huge, unusually shaped stretch of open water. It looks like a whale's tail, branching along 2 sides of a fork in the river. Volunteers have been working for several days to mark this open hole. Bethel Search and Rescue urges search and rescue and tribal transportation groups to mark the open holes near their villages before another tragedy occurs. The open water that the 2 snow machiners drove into near Tulaksac is now marked, and all known open holes between Bethel and Akiak have been marked with blue reflective tape indicating open water. Lastly, in the daily COVID count, on Wednesday, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced that 2 people in the region died from complications with COVID-19 and that another person was medevaced out of the region for advanced medical care for the virus. Also, the Health Corporation announced 42 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the region. There was 1 case in Alakanuk, 11 in Atmathluk, 8 in Bethel, 7 in Chifornuk, 1 in Hooper Bay, 3 in Congegenac, 8 in Marshall, 2 in Mountain Village, and 1 in an unnamed village. There are 217 active cases in the region. Since last March, YKHC has announced 3,714 cases, 19 medevacs, 48 Bethel hospitalizations, and 18 deaths. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.